Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number two, live right here on this Friday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. The NBA playoffs officially begin tomorrow. A quadruple header of games, followed by four more on Sunday. But two more spots to figure out after the final night of the NBA's play-in tournament on this Friday night. In Atlanta, it's the Hawks and the Heat trying to become the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, awaiting an opening round matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. In Memphis, it's the Grizzlies and the Mavericks trying to become the eighth seed in the Western Conference to take on the NBA Finals favorites. That would be the Oklahoma City Thunder as the one seed out west. So, DRS, before those final two sets are booked, we continue our NBA playoff previews for the six series that we already know. We'll finish up two in the Eastern Conference in our next segment, much to Donnie's delight, an NBA playoff pick six, NBA Finals bets, Finals MVP winners, specials and plus money, and a round one, game one best bet for all of you as well. A lot to dive into here, DRS, in this second hour.
Yeah, I might have to jump in the pace car right now with the Pacers. Just taking a look at that, you know, price point at 164. Can we grease it a little bit more down to minus 150 or so? Make me a Pacers fan all the way through. So digging into some of that stuff, a lot of the tent. Look, tonight we do have a couple games. The real playoffs, quote unquote, get started on Saturday, and away we go. Once we get those series 1-1, 2-2, zigzag theories back and forth, game sevens, a lot more intrigue because you get that day-to-day flow. Hey, this team had a good game. Will they bounce back in game number two? That's always the intrigue that I love. But also, as we said, Dame Lillard coming back into the fold for the Milwaukee Bucks does change those opinions slightly for me. So as you go and talk things through, different opportunities pop up at this point. So once we get the official start to the NBA playoff season on Saturday, away we go.
DRS, I'm proud of you. You made it through one full opening hour with all of these NBA playoff previews. Hour number two, right here, right now. We'll talk with Chris Meaney a little bit later on in this second hour about the Stanley Cup postseason that is now set. Regular season finale Thursday on the ice around the National Hockey League.
Wow.
But the playoffs were set at the end of Wednesday night with Les Habitants. How do I say it? Les Habitants?
Yeah. Les Habitants, you're saying that just as we welcome in the radio audience here. I love that, man. Good job. Welcome in
the radio. We're still doing that? Fantastic stuff. We'll talk with Chris Meaney of the NHL later to preview the Stanley Cup postseason as well. DRS, back to the series we were talking about to end off our first hour. Milwaukee and Indiana. The Bucks yesterday, when it seemed murky that Damian Lillard would return for the opening round playoff series or maybe at all this postseason, got some positive injury news. Dame officially cleared off that blood-thinning medication, a really good sign for a scary scenario dealing with that deep vein thrombosis that we all know now known as a blood clot. He is not going to play in game number one tomorrow in Indianapolis to open things up, but we could see him back here. Game number one tomorrow. in Indy. Our first game of four to start the opening round of the postseason in the NBA tomorrow. The Pacers, a 5.5-point home favorite inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse against Milwaukee. Over-under stands at 225. Donnie, Indiana minus 220 to win this series outright. Before the injury news on Dame, now just minus 178. You're buying back into the pace car. How come and what do you want to see in game one?
Yeah, down to minus 164 now, even on the live number. So it's coming down every moment. As I said, maybe that buy point for me would be a minus 150, which I think there is a lot of value. Because understand this, if Dame comes back, it probably does help Milwaukee. But when's he back? Game one? No. Game two? Maybe. Game three? We don't know that. Game four? Or how about this? They rush him back because you're down 2-1 in the series, or they slow play it because you're up 2-1 in the series? That's something as some food for thought. But the 5.5 does seem right. Like, I don't... You're still trying to get a gauge of these teams, which I do think, based on the standings, are right next to each other neck and neck. And rightfully so. There's talent on both sides. I do think the Pacers are better. But as I said, I don't want to take the Pacers at over a $2 price. Now it's coming back into fold. But I do see the 5.5. I think the Pacers win the series. Obviously, you want to get game number one. It's very important to keep that momentum on your side and then try to get that 2-0 series lead before you even go back to the Fiserv Forum out there in Milwaukee. So for me, 5.5, I would... Lukewarm on the idea they cover that. I think they win, not in love with it. But again, my eyes now focused on that series price as it continues to go down. I'm interested to see, like, if we get a little bit more news today, if that does drop a little bit lower, because apparently the books and also the public are buying back because, hey, that's an added bonus for Dame, which it probably is. But again, they weren't world beaters at all with Damian Lillard anyway.
No, they weren't, DRS, which is why I'm confident in my pick for Milwaukee that I bet earlier this week before even any of the Dame news. Yeah. We got a report early in the week that he was still dealing with the blood clot. He would not play in the opening round. Well, now he's probably going to play in the first round, just not game number one, that he has been medically cleared and off that blood thinning medication. I'm not sure Dame makes Milwaukee all that much better. I'm not so sure the experiment of Dame and Giannis has been all that fruitful or successful. And certainly Doc Rivers in the playoffs doesn't give me a ton of confidence. But this Bucks team, winners of 8 straight down the stretch, 10 of their last 14, 19-10 since the All-Star break, I kind of like the form they're playing in. Now, the Pacers did make it to the Eastern Conference Finals before getting swept with some injuries to Tyrese Halliburton by the Boston Celtics a year ago. No knock on Indiana. I think Milwaukee wins this series outright. In that 8-game win streak to end out the regular season, the Bucks won outright as an underdog 4 times. I've got a little bit of belief in Milwaukee, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the time we have gotten now to the playoffs. Also, should be said, total tomorrow, 225. I think we might see some pace in these spots, despite being that defensive intensity ratcheting up in the NBA playoffs. By the way, for Milwaukee to win in 6, plus 490. Same exact price for Indiana to win in 6 games. The most likely is the Pacers in 7 at home at plus 360. Donnie, we get to our next series. The Boston Celtics, the reigning NBA champions, and despite being the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference playoff bracket, the minus money odds on favorite to win an Eastern Conference crown. Once again, Boston is a minus 8,000 favorite in the 2-7 matchup against an Orlando team that beat the Hawks by 25 at home on Tuesday to become the 7 seed in the Eastern Conference. You see it right there. Orlando is getting 3.5 games in the series spread. If the Magic are unable to cover that series spread, that means the Celtics swept Orlando, which is the most likely outcome as the odds makers see it. Is it going to be that quick between Boston and Orlando?
I think it's a gentleman's sweep. I think that's what makes most sense. Because, look, teams that just get into the playoffs are technically quality opponents. And if you answer in a regular season, like, okay, forget about even how the standings actually went. The Boston Celtics are going to play the Orlando Magic 4 times this year. 2 games in Boston, 2 games in Orlando. Theoretically, what do you think is going to happen? Well, Boston's really the better team. Yeah, 3-1. Like, that's what I have, like, the opinion of, because no matter what happens, Ben, it's going to be 2 games in Boston and 2 games with the Orlando Magic at home in their own building. We're led to believe that they can't get one of those games. Like, it's still hard in the playoffs to win playoff games on the road. And we understand this. If Boston waxes Orlando in game number 1 and game number 2, you know the kitchen sink is coming at you for game number 3 once they get into their own building. So them getting one game, yes, I think it's legitimate. Is it a little bit expensive getting 3.5 games at minus 158? Yes, it is. But you're asking like, every single series on the board, you're probably thinking the opposite team, no matter what the standings are, what the seeding, gets one of those games. It's hard to sweep a team. It really is.
Yeah, DRS, you see it there as well. Shortest amount of total games, most likely outcome is four at plus 115. You want a slightly better price if you think it is that easy for the Celtics. Boston to win in four, because I don't think the oddsmakers are expecting the Magic to pull off the sweep over the reigning NBA champs. The Celtics to win in four in the series correct score market is plus 128, 13 cents, but better in your pocket than that even of our lovely sponsor of the FanDuel Sportsbook. Boston is a 14 and a half point favorite in game number one on Sunday. Now 13 and a half, but still a hefty number in favor of the Seas inside TD Garden on Sunday afternoon. A pick six for the NBA playoffs next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For the next 2 months, it's the NBA postseason. It's the NBA playoffs. So note this moment in time. Here on a Friday before the opening round of the playoffs begin tomorrow on a Saturday with a quadruple header of action. As our NBA playoff pick six here on TEL. He is Donnie. I am Ben. We will go through our pick six as we often do on a Friday before marquee events, whether it's during football season, tournaments, or playoffs to start. Donnie, here are the six categories for the NBA playoff pick six on the early line. Picking the exact NBA Finals matchup and the exact result. Who wins and hoists the Larry O'Brien Trophy as an NBA champion. The correlated Finals MVP market as well. And then we'll dive even deeper to the start of the NBA playoffs. A round one underdog we think can win the series outright. An X factor all around the playoffs to keep an eye on. A special with a sprinkle of plus money and a game one best bet for round number one this weekend. Six different spots to choose from right now. Eight by the time we round out the play-in tourney tonight on a Friday. We start with the end goal, DRS, getting to the NBA Finals and winning an NBA championship. How do you see it playing out over this long two-month stretch that is the NBA postseason?
I've had the same opinion for a few months now. Western Conference, much tougher than the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference certainly top-loaded between two teams, and those are the two teams you can choose. You do have some options in the Western Conference, but if we're just looking at overall talent level, the way they played the regular season, home court advantage being heavily weighted in my opinion, I do think the best team in the Western Conference is OKC, which means they will be in the finals. So now if we take a look at the East, we understand it's going to be about two teams. It's the Boston Celtics, who are an amazing team, won the NBA championship last year, and it's about Cleveland, who had a great regular season, the talent to break through, but not getting as much respect because they're just not the Celtics, but have home court advantage. So I do think both of those teams have the ability to make it to the NBA Finals, and then once again, home court advantage being paramount with a good basketball team, which would be OKC, cutting down the Nets as the NBA champion over the Cleveland Cavaliers, Ben.
I love it, DRS. I really do. You and I have examined these NBA championship odds for the last 3-4 months. And really what we saw by about the time we got to the new year in January, DRS, post-Christmas, where a lot of attention starts to be paid to the NBA, is what we are seeing now. Now, that number on Cleveland as the one seed in the Eastern Conference has grown shorter and shorter, but they're still not booked as the favorites to win a title, either in the NBA overall or in the Eastern Conference. But we've really seen these lines of demarcation. Oklahoma City and Boston. For a good majority of the year, it was the Celtics slightly in front of OKC, who have largely been in pole position in the Western Conference the entirety of this NBA campaign. But as both Oklahoma City and Cleveland continued to stack up wins at a historic rate, they started to see those numbers grow shorter, and the expectations for the reigning champs to be exactly back where they are continue to be there. In the final month or so of the regular season, OKC moved in front ever so slightly of the Celtics, and that number on the Cavaliers growing shorter and shorter under a $5 price. DRS, like you, I think Oklahoma City is the best team in the NBA. I do believe the Thunder, who will have home floor advantage in any potential NBA championship series against the Cavs or the Celtics, are going to win a Larry O'Brien trophy this year. A young and talented core that has all been together. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, under a very talented head coach in Mark Daigneault, with the addition of Isaiah Hartenstein this year as well. I think they took their playoff lumps last year, losing in the conference semis to Luka Doncic and Dallas. They have learned from that experience and by far and away are the best team in the Western Conference. I think Oklahoma City is going to win an NBA championship. The only difference I have is OKC doing it against the Boston Celtics. So I do believe at the end of the day, we'll win the Eastern Conference crown. But I will just say this, Donnie, regardless of how you feel, if you believe it's the Thunder over the Cavs, the Thunder over the Celtics, or swap those two Eastern Conference teams over OKC, that's how I would approach those NBA championship odds, because all of those prices are so short compared to everybody else in the playoffs. But I think those short numbers are correct.
You're right about it. And also understand this, like, upsets do happen, not as much in the NBA, particularly with the top seeds. So wouldn't it be some mayhem if, like, we get to a finals and OKC isn't even in the finals? And by the way, is it that far-fetched that OKC can't make the NBA finals? Like, there's good basketball teams in the West and also pedigree basketball teams that have won championships with championship players, which technically you don't have on OKC. And the same thing about the East. Like, we are just coronating that it's going to be the Cavaliers going up against the Boston Celtics, and that's going to be the end of it. Like, could a team surprise, like, the New York Knicks getting it together? I'm up for the mayhem, and I think it would be great. Like, let's just say the Lakers do make a run and knock off OKC and make it to the NBA Finals, the ratings that they would have with Luka Doncic and also with LeBron James. But just seeing what we saw in the regular season, the most complete team that plays offense, defense with an unbelievable record and has home court advantage, it's OKC. The only downfall, Ben, if you want to poke holes, is, well, they haven't done it before. Okay, we'll see it.
Right, absolutely, Donnie. And that's what you're paying for in this number.
Correct.
They have not done it before, but if they do, that's where you get your value. So, DRS, if we both think Oklahoma City is going to win that Larry O'Brien trophy, then I would think our natural thought for NBA Finals MVP is the guy more than likely to win the regular season MVP hardware, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes, sir. Best player, best team, cut it down, deservedly so. How about us? How about this season, Ben? You talk about a guy that's going to win the MVP in the regular season, the MVP in the NBA Finals, and put a world championship on a team that has never won a world championship. My goodness, you want to talk about moving to the front of the line? That's SGA. Yep. And those expectations are high because what do we joke about? Pencil this guy in for 31, 32, or 33 points every single night.
7 or 8 assists, a couple of steals as well on the defensive side of the floor. And DRS, you can see it expressed in the correlated odds market. Oklahoma City, plus 175 to win the NBA championship. 10 cents of difference for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at plus 185. There is no world the Thunder win an NBA title without SGA leading the way. They get there. They reach that pinnacle. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander winning NBA Finals. At, you say Lou Dort?
Yeah, where's his odds? Come on, MVP.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We continue our NBA playoff pick six here on the day before the NBA playoffs officially begin. Postseason underway. Final night of the play-in tournament on this Friday with a doubleheader of games to become the 8th seed in either conference. We'll preview for you in hour number 3. But we look at the NBA playoffs, the real deal. DRS, we have done our finals matchup, our finals MVP. Both you and I believe Oklahoma City is winning an NBA championship. You over Cleveland, me over Boston. But if that is the case, SGA for OKC. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander winning finals MVP. Round 1 under. Underdog, as we focus now on the opening round of the NBA playoffs that begins tomorrow with a quadruple header of games. Which underdog in their opening round playoff set is winning that series outright with a plus money price?
I mean, pretty simple for me. It's the Houston Rockets getting plus 138. This is the number two seed playing a play-in team with home court advantage and the better regular season record and younger and fresher legs getting the number of 138. Ridiculous. I had no choice but to take the Houston Rockets in round number one against the Golden State Warriors, and I can't wait to watch this play out, which means, Ben, game number one. It feels like there will be a referendum immediately on that game. And I'm talking about if the Wizards, we talked about the Warriors winning by double digits. The Warriors win by one. Ah, no big deal. They won that game. They'll probably end up sweeping the Rockets. Rockets, H-Town, show up in this series and please deliver me that plus 138 because we will ride the Rockets after that as if they don't belong as the number two seed. They need this series more than any other team in the NBA just to show us that, yes, Donnie, the regular season does have at least some weight in it. Go Rockets.
DRS, unlike other Rockets this week, lasting more than 10 minutes is going to be crucial for Houston in this NBA playoff set. You know that I am on the Rockets at a 17-1 price to win the Western Conference crown. Rodney Dangerfield once said, I can't get no respect. That's what's happening here for Houston. I think the Rockets keep this series very, very close. I am hoping for an opportunity to cash out of my wager with a little bit of profit. I am also with Houston in this opening round set. And frankly, Golden State has the pedigree. We know it. Last year did not make the playoffs out of the play-in tournament. 2 years ago, came up short in the second round. Mm-hmm. Of course, 3 years ago, their fourth championship in eight seasons. A different Golden State team, but still a very good one. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, obviously still led by Steve Kerr. A really formidable side. But should the Warriors, without home floor advantage, have this much of an advantage against Houston? I don't think so. Love the pick. My round one underdog, DRS, was always going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. Damian Lillard involved, Damian Lillard not in the lineup. I believe in what Giannis is doing right now for Milwaukee, much like he did back in 2021. Give me the Bucks to pull off the round one upset over the Indiana Pacers in the 4-5 matchup in the Eastern Conference. Although I know you feel differently about where things go in that series starting tomorrow in Indy.
Yeah, won't be rooting for you. Certainly won't be there. You know, I like to be a team player, but won't be a team player in this situation. We're going in that pace car. We're driving around Indianapolis with a big-time victory at this point, and I expect that. And I just want that price point to drop lower and lower and lower for the boys in Indy, which include Tyrese Halliburton, and I think that's the way it's going to go. And also, something a little deep down, maybe a little bit of a Bucks hatred. You know, over the couple of years. So this sort of feeds into it. It's not like I like the Pacers by any point. Yeah, exactly. So let's go Pacers, man. Drive all over that place. Let's go.
Listen, there's a lot to be skeptical for in terms of overall success of the Giannis and Dame partnership led by Doc Rivers. I understand it. I just think Milwaukee's playing really good ball led by Giannis right now. Frankly, I'm not sure I want Dame out there with what we saw over the final eight games of the regular season for the Bucks, winning in all eight of those. 10-4 in their last 14, 19-10 since the All-Star break. And the numbers for that series, minus 220 in favor of the Pacers yesterday before the positive news on Damian Lillard, minus 178 as of this Friday morning, now minus 164. The odds continue to back the Bucks, expecting them to be competitive as the slight underdog. DRS, your X factor for the opening round of the playoffs and maybe beyond is who?
It's pretty simple. It's Norm Powell. The A, B, and C options. I always like to go for the B and C options here. You know Kawhi Leonard is going to lead that team. You know James Harden is going to lead that team. But you know what you need in the middle of a game, which is hard fought and going back and forth? Dagger three-point shots. And that's what Powell can give you here as playing that sort of Batman to Robin's Robin, if you will. Norm Powell's been my guy the entire season, made me quite a bit of money on three-point props. And this is the guy that we jump into in the playoffs and back. Now, I could be JY and tell you it would be SGA right now is that X factor, but I'm not going to do that. We're going Norm Powell, baby. We're going Norm Powell. How about that?
Not even on the show until hours free.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We round off our NBA playoff pick six here in this segment before Chris Meany joins us to talk a little bit of the puck as we get ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs starting tomorrow as well. DRS's X Factor, Big Will,
yeah.
Norman Powell.
Yep.
I wonder if anybody in Norman Powell's life has ever called him Will to his face. But we do that here on the early line. DRS, what has been one of our favorite bets on Norman Powell all year? Death, taxes, three plus made threes.
Yes.
You're giving it to me at a plus 110 price for the series opener tomorrow at altitude against the Nuggets. I just bet it. I think it's a disrespectful price on Big Willie.
Probably should just go right in there and say, you know what, make him the highest score of that game. What's that mark? Sure. It's got to be a pretty good penny to get back on my guy Big Will dropping 20-plus points in that game to have a chance to be the most effective player in that series. But by the way, too, like we need the three ball to go down. Like that is a key contributor here, and he's going to be open with shots in that series, and that's why I predicted me the X factor. And X factor doesn't mean like he's going to score 25 every night, but I want to see that game script there. 32, 33 minutes, very efficient from the floor, 5 3-point shots, at least two or three of those made each and every night just to give you that secondary scoring option that you're going to need. And again, I'm focused on the Clippers. I want them to do well because that price point I thought was a little bit higher than what it should be. And that disrespect starts in round number one. If you can get past Denver, maybe you are opening up eyes like, wow, the Clippers healthy here and playing good basketball.
16-1 price on Norm Powell to be the game's leading scorer for game number one tomorrow against Denver. DRS, if I was going to bet any conference price at this moment, all around the NBA, West or East, I think that only spot I would dive into before the playoffs begin, either you have missed a good number or I don't think there is all that great value out there, would be on the Clippers to win the Western Conference crown at 12-1 if, and it's a big if, everybody remains healthy. Of course, the Clippers in franchise history have never won a conference title. They got to the Western Conference Finals back in 2021 under Ty Lue in his first year, but I think that's where you go. As we're learning from our producer, Joe Frieza, Norm Powell's middle name is officially WC. Did you know that?
See? No, Wild Card Will right there, man. It's got to be what it is, right? You know what I mean? Also, 100%. You can, like, his name is Norm Powell. Like, you could be like Norm Will Powler, right? Will Power. There's many ways you can bend it around. Roll right off the tongue, man. It's fantastic. Put it on a T-shirt. Yeah, Will
Roll
Power.
Right off the tongue.
Come on now.
Listen, you know, this show becomes many of things, right? We have a couple of our guys. Vinny Pasquantino, Vinny P, the Pasquatch last year. He was our guy around Major League Baseball. We have found those guys throughout each and every season. Who was the guy with Robert, the Gas Can Gasser? We loved him. Milwaukee Brewers starting pitcher. All of that good stuff. Big Will has been our guy all year long in the NBA. Norm Powell. Now we're huge Doug Christie guys on this show as well. We'd love to get anybody on. They want to come have a conversation with us. Maybe Norm Powell can make some time throughout his busy playoff schedule. DRS, my X factor, and I did clear this, despite the fact he is Detroit's leading scorer and an NBA All-Star for the first time in his four-year career, that would be Cade Cunningham. The reason I would consider him an X factor, despite being the Pistons' best player, is because the Pistons are not expected to do much against the New York Knicks, but Cade Cunningham will be the reason why Detroit at least covers, getting 2.5 games, forcing at least a sixth game against the Knicks in the opening round of the postseason.
No.
26 points per game, 9 assists per game, best career marks for the former number one overall pick back in 2021. First time as an All-Star this year, Detroit basketball, Cade Cunningham, my X factor. Are you okay with it?
No, I'm not okay with it. Okay. You disqualified yourself the way you set that up. I know he's their best player. You can't be an X factor if you're the best player. So if you want to use the terminology of he's their best player, I might have just slipped around. I couldn't get by the first sentence at that point. You know what?
Yeah.
Who's going to be? I don't think he could be there. Even though he's the best player in the league, I don't think he could be MVP. Kind of disqualifies. Usually the best player is the MVP at that point. But we'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Look, if it cashes tickets, we do let things slide. You know what I mean? Like, if he wins that series and it's like, hey, they easily covered the 2.5 games, like, you know what? That guy was the X factor to me getting an X amount of dollars on the back end.
It might seem like something a non-ball knower would say, that Cade Cunningham is an X factor. I do understand that. Oh my God, excuse
me. See that? Yep. Now you're getting attacked by the gambling gods right now. Yep. They're getting you for good live on the air. Like, we're not letting Ben slip out of the way. You won't even, they don't even give you a chance to explain
bad
yourself
omen
at this point, which is key.
Bad
yeah
omen.
I like it.
New York Knicks cover it. New York Knicks and the gentleman's sweep, I think, is what this means. Oh, unfortunate for us. Again, seems like a non-ball knower if you say that Cade Cunningham is the X factor. And I try not to be a non-ball knower. I understand how great of a season Cunningham is having. The best in his four-year career, matching that expectation as the first overall pick back in 2021. I hope DRS, I'm given a slide, and I hope Detroit basketball at least gets it to six games in the opening round against the New York Knicks. A special that you can bet in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. DRS, where are we sprinkling some plus money?
Yeah, let's have some fun, too, because, again, all eyes and attention for me a lot on that Clippers and Nuggets series, which I do think is going to be a good one. I think it's going to be an extended series and maybe has a chance to go seven total games, which means if I get seven games in, why not look in that direction with close games at the end? I'm not asking for any crazy statistical anomaly. I'm just asking for a little bit more extra basketball, which means one of those games in that Clippers-Nuggets series does get to overtime, and if it does, that's a plus 185. Price. It's defensive basketball. It's close games. The spreads are going to be between, what, 2 and 4 points all the way through, it feels like, regardless of who's the favorite. One of those games should be able to get to overtime, and then it doesn't matter who wins it. You just need to get to the overtime stanza. Plus 185. I'll go that direction as a special.
I love that, DRS. And to get to seven games is the shortest price. Yeah. I really look at that series going the distance, but at least six. So you're going to have, at least in our estimation, six opportunities for one game to go to OT. As Donnie said, Denver a 2.5-point home favorite in the opening game of the set tomorrow afternoon. I think that is going to be the indication of what we see mostly throughout this series. A couple of points here and there, depending on home floor advantage throughout this series. DRS, if you look at every playoff series right now, there's a fun market for at least one game-winning buzzer beater as time expires. It is the case in every series. It is the same pricing in every series. To have zero, obviously, is the hefty favorite. Two plus is a crazy number. One plus game-winning buzzer beater in any series. You can bet it at plus 1,000 for any of the six we have right now. Go sprinkle on the series you think is close. Could it be a Denver and LA series? Could it be Luka or LeBron at the horn? Steph making some splashes in San Francisco. Jalen Brunson, X-Factor Cade Cunningham in the opening round series. Dame Time back for Milwaukee. I think it's a fun bet. Find your series more likely or put a small pizza bet on every single series. And if one hits at plus 1,000, you're raking in the cash. Round one of the NBA playoffs starts tomorrow. Four games on Saturday, all of them already set. Four more games to come on Sunday. So round one, game one. Best bet, DRS, where do you look?
I like a takeover in the Garden by Jalen Brunson. We know once playoff time comes, and yes, a lot of injuries last year, which said, you know what, Jalen, you better carry the weight of this franchise on your shoulders before you basically get injured yourself. Game number one, fresh, ready to go. I expect a monster outing from Brunson. And also, in a Pistons game, I do think we're going to have some pretty good tempo back and forth, not looking at one of those 213s, 212 type games. I think this game is going to go higher scoring there, and Brunson's going to be a big factor. I think Brunson legitimately can get into the 30s, but doesn't have to do that. 28 or more points cashes that ticket. Jalen Brunson over 27.5 points as a prop bet. I like that for tomorrow.
Give me over 28.5 for Luka Doncic in the nightcap for the Lakers against the T-Wolves. This is why you get Luka, who has the second highest scoring average in his playoff career at 30.9 points per game, only behind MJ. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
NBA playoffs start tomorrow. Stanley Cup playoffs start tomorrow as well. Regular season is done. To the ice we go. Some ice advice or Stanley Cup playoff puck talk with Chris Meaney of the NHL joining us here on this Friday morning on the Early Line. Chris, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here on this Friday to set the stage for the Stanley Cup postseason, one of the best playoffs we see in any sport, anywhere, each and every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Happy Friday. I love joining you guys. And yeah, I mean, you guys are talking NBA a little bit earlier on. We have the puck dropping tomorrow in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's a great time to be a sports fan. Love being here, guys. Thanks.
It certainly is, Chris. It really is. Let's start in the Western Conference. Look at the four playoff series that we have. Of course, the Winnipeg Jets, best record, most points this year in the National Hockey League. They are the top seed in the Western Conference. They won the President's Trophy. We'll talk about the curse in just a moment, but a hefty favorite against the St. Louis Blues. Vegas Golden Knights, a favorite against the Minnesota Wild. The Colorado Avalanche in a really great opening round set against the Dallas Stars. And can Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the Edmonton Oilers finally get over the mountaintop? They have a really good opening round set against the LA Kings. Chris, as you look at our four opening round playoff series that we have out west, to you, what is the most competitive series that we are going to see?
Oh, my goodness. I think I have to go with Colorado and Dallas. I think the last time I joined you guys, I was really just all over both of those teams. I really liked what the Avs did at the deadline. Of course, they've made a lot of trades. It's pretty rare to see a team, you know, trade for a new goalie. In fact, two goalies they traded for this year. They traded a superstar, Mikko Rantanen, away. They get Martin Natchez back. They get some depth down the middle in Brock Nelson, as well as Charlie Coyle, who's played in the playoffs every year of his career. So I think that they're set up to have a lot of success. And as I like this Dallas Stars squad. Unfortunately, Jason Robertson suffered an injury in the last game of the season for the Stars. His status is unknown. And looking more at their numbers, like, this is a team offensively that can bring it with anybody. They got great goaltending, but their 5-5 play over the last 2 months since the Four Nations faceoff has not been great. In fact, they've allowed the most shots on goal. They have the highest expected goals against rate at 5-5 per 60. And the Avs don't give up a whole lot, and they're second over that span in shots on goal. But I do believe that's going to be a series that goes seven. The Stars have been knocking on the door over the past couple of years in the Western Conference Finals in each of the last 2 years. I think that is the most competitive of the four. But my goodness, those four series that you brought up, even the Blues as a wild card team, you mentioned President's Trophy. And that's a team that I think could upset St. Louis, could go on a run. They only have four regulation losses since February 22nd. That's the best mark in the league.
I think the best thing we can too look at as well, Chris, is the word that you use, competitive, here, because sometimes we look at so many other sports and it's a deviation of who's the favorite and who might be able to win a championship. If we just look at the Western Conference Finals, there's four teams here at the FanDuel Sportsbook under a 5-1 price, which you might translate and say, well, yeah, there's probably a minus 140 favorite, a plus 320 favorite. Look at this. The Avalanche plus 350, the Golden Knights plus 430, the Oilers plus 460, and the Jets at a plus 470 price. Talk to me about those top four teams and how lumped together they are, and truly shows how competitive that Western Conference playoff is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. If I were to give you the top 10 teams in the league, I think I'd have seven from the Western Conference. And you can make a case for any of these teams. I just mentioned the Blues. Like, even when they won the Stanley Cup, they were the worst team in the league. When the calendar flipped to whatever year that was, 2018, 2019, they went on a run and won the Stanley Cup. And I wouldn't be shocked. But, you know, I would say, after Colorado, the Vegas Golden Knights have a pretty decent path. I like the Minnesota Wild. They have struggled over the past couple months. They've gotten a little bit healthier lately with Kaprizov and Joel Eriksson Ek back in the lineup. But Vegas is just a couple years removed from winning the Stanley Cup. And, you know, I like their path after the Minnesota Wild. You know, LA and Edmonton, I think that's a little bit of an easier matchup, having to avoid Colorado and Dallas. But I think the team here with the best value may be the Kings, guys, at plus 750. And I know this is round four in a row against the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, those are two guys that it's really hard to pick against. But there's two reasons in particular why I like this LA team. One, they're finally going to have home ice advantage. They haven't in the past against the Oilers. They're the best home team in the league. And number two is the goaltending. You look at Darcy Kemper. He leads the NHL in high danger save percentage using our edge stats over at nhl.com/fantasy. And you look at Kemper since January 1st. He's tied for number one in wins. He's number one in save percentage. He's number one in goals against average. He's tied for first in shutouts. He's allowed two or fewer goals, guys, in 25 of his past 33 games, and two or fewer in 16 of his last 17. So he's red hot at the moment. And I look at the Oilers' goaltending, not so much. We may see Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard mention the high danger save percentage. Those two goalies well below the league average. And I don't think the Oilers are fully healthy at the moment. No Ekholm for the rest of the way. So the Kings are at home, and they're dogs. And I think that they can go on a bit of a run.
Chris, only two teams around the National Hockey League in the regular season allowed as a team fewer than 210 total goals. As you mentioned, the LA Kings, and of course the favorite to win the Hart Trophy, Connor Hellebuyck, and the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets, 116 points in the regular season, most around the National Hockey League. With the best record, they won the President's Trophy. But is the curse going to be a thing once again? Our last President's Trophy winner to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup, the Chicago Blackhawks, in the 2012-2013 NHL season. Chris, that means the last 11 who won the President's Trophy did not win the cup. In fact, only two of our last 11 have even made the conference finals, most recently last year out east, the New York Rangers. You see the Jets there with the fourth best price to win the Western Conference crown. Chris, do you believe the President's Trophy curse will continue here in 2025?
It's hard to argue, Ben, when you lay that out like that. But, you know, I do like this Jets team a lot. I mean, Connor Hellebuyck, I think, should be the MVP. You talked about some of the numbers there. They're pretty deep when you look at them on paper and some other teams in the Western Conference. You're like, I'm not going to pick Winnipeg. But the thing for me with the Jets is they didn't really do anything at the deadline. They kind of stood put. Last year, they were aggressive at the deadline. It didn't work out for them. And unfortunately, Nikolaj Ehlers is one of their better players. He's considered week to week. They should get Gabriel Vilardi back in this series. I don't think that they're going to go on a run. In fact, I think if we're looking for an upset here, we can take the St. Louis Blues, Binnington against Hellebuyck. We've seen Binnington have success in the big stage. We saw it in the Four Nations faceoff when those two went head-to-head as well. So I like the Blues, and even if they get by the Blues, they got Colorado and Dallas, guys. That's a tough path.
Eastern Conference with Chris up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Western Conference playoffs in our previous segment with the NHL's Chris Meaney. Now we look at the Eastern Conference side of things as we get underway. Chris, I asked you which series of our four in the Western Conference you considered to be the most competitive. You highlighted basically all of them, Kings, Oilers, Stars in that matchup as well against the Colorado Avalanche. Even the St. Louis Blues giving the Jets a difficult time. If the Blues could be your big underdog in the Western Conference, as we look at our four out east, which underdog do you believe is the most likely to strike that opening round upset?
Yeah, look at those two Canadian teams up at the top. I mean, Montreal against the Capitals and the Ottawa Senators against the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Battle of Ontario there. I think the most competitive on the board there certainly is Florida and Tampa Bay. And much like I talked about Colorado and Dallas, I feel like whoever gets out of that series will be the team that represents the Eastern Conference. I mean, those two teams are loaded. You look at Florida and Tampa, and the last 5 years, one of those two teams have been in the Stanley Cup Finals. We had Tampa 3 years in a row. Florida looking to get back for their third straight season. But in terms of upset, guys, I mean, the Canadians like the Capitals, right? I talked about St. Louis, only four regulation losses since the Four Nations faceoff. The Canadians only five. So they've been competitive. They've hung in a lot of games. They've been playing playoff hockey for quite some time. I do think at the end of the day, the Capitals will win that series, but I think the Canadians will hang around. If you wanted to do some series spread, I could see that series going seven games given the situation in Washington. Logan Thompson's health is questionable right now. We don't know if he's going to be ready to go. Montembeau's been playing really good hockey. The Canadians play with a lot of pace and speed. Using our edge stats, are number three in terms of one of the quickest teams in the NHL. But the Ottawa Senators have been, they're an underrated squad. And the Maple Leafs core, although I think this is the best Leafs team we've seen in a few years, they haven't shown us that they can go on a run. And Ottawa and Brady Tkachuk, the first time in the playoffs, they have a horse on the blue line in Jake Sanderson, who's going to play 26 to 28 minutes a night here in the playoffs. They have a goalie in Allmark, who won the Vezina a couple years ago. He's a solid goaltender. So I think that Ottawa, they bring a nice blend of skill and toughness, and Toronto will be tested. So I think that the Sens are an interesting upset pick. And the one series I think that won't be that competitive is, you know, the biggest favorite on the board there is the Carolina Hurricanes against the Devils. Unfortunately, Jack Hughes not there. Some questions offensively, defensively. Looks like Dougie Hamilton will be back. But I think Carolina, you know, you want to take them in Vegas maybe, you know, as a series parlay, you can get plus 115.
Chris, I want to focus on the Toronto Maple Leafs for a couple different discussion points here. If we equate it to the NBA, the number two overall seed in the NBA Western Conference is the Houston Rockets. And we're telling ourselves, you know what? Price points here, they shouldn't be the number two seed. They're not deserving of that. The reason I bring it up is the number two overall points team in the Eastern Conference was the Toronto Maple Leafs. We head over to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hurricanes, Panthers, Lightning, and Capitals all above the Maple Leafs. So let me ask you this question. Does a lot of this have to do with the Maple Leafs and their trials and tribulations in the playoffs, or just the way the playoffs set this year, we're not trusting the Toronto Maple Leafs to do a lot of damage?
Yeah, it's a good question because the path is tough, right? I mean, it just talked about Ottawa hanging around with them, and, you know, they get by the Ottawa Senators. They're going to have to play the winner of the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Series, right? And as I alluded to earlier, those two teams are just battle tested, honestly. Like, what can you say about either one of them, right? Tampa's looking like vintage Tampa when they went to the finals 3 years in a row, and Florida's healthy. It sounds like Matthew Tkachuk is going to be ready to go. They picked up Brad Marchand, who has a ton of experience, so their top six is fantastic. They have arguably one of the better bottom six in the NHL as well. So I think that's part of it. And honestly, like, again, this Maple Leafs team, they just haven't shown us. They haven't proven to us that they could go on a long run. They have the same core. They've made some changes. Yeah. Another coach, different goaltending. I do like the move. Stolarz has been fantastic down the stretch. Kristanov is a shutdown defenseman. So they do have the pieces set up, guys, to have success. But I'm not going to give them benefit of the doubt. If they do get by Ottawa, sure. That is going to be great for the franchise. But having to face Tampa Bay or Florida, it's going to be a tough test for them.
Ninth consecutive playoff trip for the Leafs. They have only made it to the second round once in the previous 8 years. 30 seconds, Chris Meaney, on the eve of the Stanley Cup playoffs starting. Give us your Stanley Cup finals prediction, please.
Yeah, I have a final four of Colorado and Vegas in the West. I do have Washington and Florida in the East. I think the Avalanche are going to win the Stanley Cup, and I think they're going to beat the Florida Panthers. I like Nathan MacKinnon this time to get the Conn Smythe. Last time the Avs won, it was Cale Makar. I think we'll see a big playoff run, Nate.
Chris Meaney, always delivering. Hour number three up next.